There's all kinds of radiant barriers out there, but today everybody is stapling in the foil, and they're actually doing it well. We have a sponsor, Gulf Coast Windows, that just got a new product called Green Energy Barrier. The old days, nobody wanted to staple it up. Nobody was set up to do it, and the products weren't out there that made it easier for the companies to offer the public. Today, the foils are out there, and the companies are stapling it on the bottom of the rafters like they should have been from day one. Before that, the paints got real popular because it was the only option for a homeowner. The new foils are actually better, so if you can you can go ahead and arrange to have the foils put in, that's awesome. If it's going to be paint, then paint will be better than nothing.
All right, what about putting the foil? I've also seen applications where they lay the foil on the floor of the attic.
You never lay the foil on the floor of the attic, and that's when they started trying to get companies to start doing this, and they were selling it to the public because it was easier for them to do, but it's the wrong application. It doesn't work that way. It's a very poor application, and in fact, the research done at the Florida Solar Energy Center says very distinctively, or specifically is a better way to put it, don't lay it on the floor of the attic. It needs to hang loose above the insulation on the rafters and stop the heat from getting in the attic to the closest place possible, which is the roof decking.